Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. We're back. Apologise for the gap. We all got a bit of a dose of the COVID, so we had a few days in bed with headaches and ice packs on our head. But we're all good now, and we're back. And this weekend's main event, Uriah Hall against Sean Strickland, is today's War Room. Okay. First of all, I'm not massively excited about this fight for one reason, and that's because Sean Strickland's got kind of an ugly style. There are two ways that he fights. He either fights moving forward or moving back. One of them is going to work out really well for him in this fight. And most likely we're going to see him moving forward. We're going to see him pushing Uriah Hall back, who likes a lot of space to work. And if he does get closed back up against the fence, he starts to get frustrated and it kind of shuts his game down. You know, that's what we saw again, you know, when he fought Paulo Costa. He can kind of get bullied a bit, and it's not that he can't solve these problems because he's a great martial artist. It's that he kind of gets in his own head and it kind of stalls his game. Sean Strickland's got two styles, and if it's the moving forward style, that's exactly what we're going to see from Uriah Hall. It's going to be an annoying fight for him because he's not going to feel like he's got the space to execute those highlight reel finish kicks. I mean, he's got good hands as well, of course, and Sean Strickland is going to be there to be hit. But it's going to be the kicks that makes the difference in this fight. And if I'm Uriah Hall, I'm recognizing that Sean Strickland has more head movement than head defense. Like, he's got a very kind of awkward style. He stands with his hands like he's using a shake weight under his chin, and he's everything. He's very reactive. He reaches for things, and he reacts and tends to pull his head back a lot. Now, if I'm Uriah and I've got that kind of leg speed, I'm feinting hands and throwing head kicks because I know he's going to be reaching and pulling his hands away and opening the sides of his head up. And Uriah's got wicked spinning kicks. The problem is that Strickland's going to be trying to stand on his front foot and box him in the face, because not only does he stand with his hands quite tight, but he stands very upright and very much on his back leg, which means that he can kind of edge his way in and feel like he's got a lot of distance to move away defensively. Gives him confidence to walk into people's boxing range and kind of pick at them. And he prods and pries with a jab that must be really irritating if you're fighting him. But it's like he never commits to anything, so it's difficult to counter his hands. I think the smart thing for Hall to do, like I said, would be to try and catch him as he's leaning away, as he's working defensively, as he's pushing a hand forward and pulling his head back. Sometimes Strickland, like if you watch Strickland's fight against Brendan Allen, he gave Brendan Allen space because Allen was stepping through with his punches. He was covering distance. He was moving forward, which means that it was like Strickland was kind of backing up and giving him space to move and then trying to catch him on the counter on the way in. He is also an effective counter striker, you know, but I think he's better in this fight if he's pressuring forward and he's forcing his opponent to throw so he can back up and counter. I mean, you know, think back to what he did to Nordin Taleb. You know, it was pressure countering that was effective in that fight. He has a high volume of strikes. You know, he's 5.14 compared to 3.34 for Uriah Hall. But then, you know, his accuracy drops off in comparison. I mean, Uriah Hall's accuracy is at 51%, so he's landing half of what he's throwing. Sean Strickland is at 39% success, but that's because he throws a lot of stuff to, like, reach and bridge the gap because, of course, he's edging into punching range, weighted on his back foot with his hands under his chin. So he needs to do something to stop him getting punched in the face. And because of that, he is reactive, and he does get his head out of the way of a lot of techniques, which kind of stalls people's attack. But if Uriah can at least establish space between them by keeping him off with his hands, he'll then start being able to set up those kicks. And the danger for Hall, as I said, is having Strickland right on his front foot with Uriah with his back up against the fence, where he's now frustrated and he feels claustrophobic. And all Sean Strickland has to do now is to step in behind his punches, and he's in a clinch position. And then again, you know, we see Sean Strickland with a same kind of, like, it's kind of a, I mean, it's just kind of a mauling style, but it's like a, I don't know, I genuinely find it very irritating to watch because it's quite ugly. Everything he does is quite ugly. Like when he's clinching somebody, when he's trying to take someone down, there's nothing explosive or dynamic about it. It's like he drags and he leans and he, you know, everything's like a, I don't know. It must be so draining to fight him because he's either in front of you, just kind of peppering you with his jab and poking and prodding you, or he's leaning on and hanging on you. And Uriah's got to work hard to not get frustrated and create enough space so he can utilize the better parts of his game. There's no doubt when it comes to striking that Uriah Hall's the better of the two technically, but that doesn't mean that he can't get walked down and overwhelmed because Strickland isn't going to be, you know, he's not really too concerned about the hands of Uriah. I think if he's weighing it up, he's going, well, you know, I'm either going to deal with his hand strikes at close range or his long range kicking game. You know for sure that the long range kicking game is more dangerous. So then if you're Sean Strickland and you're weighing up, well, do I go forward or do I counter strike? Of course you go forward, because if Sean Strickland's counter striking, he's still using the same skill set that he's using moving forward, which is boxing and low kicks. And there's not a great deal more to that. If we look at the stats, so Uriah's an inch shorter, but has got a 3-inch reach advantage. More takedowns for Sean Strickland, but as I said, you know, it's a mauling takedown, 60% accuracy compared to 69% takedown defense for Uriah. Sean Strickland doesn't go for a great deal of submissions, though. He's got a similar striking style on the ground as he does on the feet, just kind of peppers and prods you and pokes you, oftentimes encouraging a referee to step in and stop it if he finds himself in a good position to do that. I think this is going to be more bullying Uriah from boxing range and clinching him in the meantime. He'll step in and he'll clinch and he'll hold and he'll stomp and he might try and work a takedown but not get it. Uriah might get off the fence and then you might see Strickland kind of walking him down again, prodding him with that jab, coming behind with the right hand. And if we start to see Uriah get tired or frustrated, then that right hand might start to find a home. And it is powerful, but he needs a few of them in order to really damage somebody, in order to really hurt them. And the more tired and the more frustrated they are, the generally the more effective he is, because he's, you know, he is persistent with his style. And I think that can be a bit of a kryptonite for Uriah. He doesn't do well without, you know, that additional space in front of him to set up his kicks. I think that's about it. Yeah, it's a bit of a weird main event, this one. I think the co-main event's more interesting. Abdur Rahimov against Chris Daukaus. That's definitely worth a watch. Chris Daukaus is one of the heavyweights to watch in this division. But nevertheless, you know, if Uriah needs a win that the fans can love him for. and I think, you know, the win over Chris Weidman, the win over Anderson Silva, they've not really done him any favors. And I don't think Sean Strickland's got a huge enough fan base for it to be, you know, the fans to be favoriting him too much. I think this is an opportunity for Uriah to get a highlight reel knockout over someone in the division that's not got a huge following, so people can really celebrate it. Start finding his way to a title shot. He's a great martial artist, and if one person should win this fight, it should be Uriah. But the persistence of Sean Strickland might be a problem for him. Enjoy the fights. I'll see you next time.